Let's see. We'll do that for our little intro. So right now, we are live in the United States. 83%. Italy at 11. Ukraine at 3. All the rest are at like 1% or less. Ireland, Germany, Brazil, Netherlands, South Africa, Taiwan, Singapore, Australia, and United Kingdom. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 different
countries.
Yeah, bro. That's big.
I'll take that.
That's tight.
Sure, take that.
Touching places we ain't never been before.
Nah, not yet, at least.
Exactly.
Not yet.
Exactly.
I got my appointment in a week.
For a passport?
For tomorrow, yeah.
Okay. What's the first trip?
Okay. I'm thinking, well, the occasion, hopefully my birthday.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go see the homie in Amsterdam.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That'd be smooth.
I think we're trying to get me out there for a minute.
Mm-hmm. That'd be dope as hell. Hell yeah. This is the Durag Discussions, baby.
What's good, y'all? This is Durag Discussions. It's your boy Tav.
It's your boy Bryce.
And we back, man.
With another one.
Yeah.
Got a quick one, a light one for y'all. Light but heavy.
Light but heavy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, shit, you know how we started off? Mental state. Past 7. Has it been 7 days since we recorded last?
No matter.
Past Durag Discussions week.
Thank you.
I'll go first because I fucked up last week.
Okay.
I didn't even give a number. This week, no complaints, but it was just a week of coming out the cocoon, you feel me? Like, past few weeks we talked about were rough. And Monday came, and it was kind of a rough day for me. Like, not rough as in, like, nothing negative. Like, I wasn't, but, like, I got to work on Monday, and, bro, I was just on one. And I couldn't figure out why. Like, I was on one. Like, I was really, like, bro, snapping. Like, I wasn't having no bullshit. Like, I was just on one, bro. So I will have to say my number will have to be at a 6.5 for the week. Yeah.
Okay. Shit, bro. Let me think. Well, with everything that's going on, they've really been like focusing on like staying in good spirits and keeping my brain like in a good place. I've been successful at it.
Yeah.
Like, feel good. Feel better. You know what I'm saying?
Been staying busy.
Work. Yeah, work. You got hella shit coming. Coming up. So.
Same here.
Niggas prepared for shit over there. Then that air was smooth. Like a smooth 8.5, bro.
Yeah. I love that. Give me something for that. Give me something for that, bro. Now, I hear that on the business side, bro. I've been facilitating a lot of shit, setting up a lot of plays.
Yeah.
So I know some good shit coming.
Yeah.
And that's a good feeling. I actually hit your mom's about some work. And then I actually ran into some people in terms of facilitating the event.
Mm.
30 to 50 vendors. Actually, I got to talk to you about that, too.
Yeah, we'll talk.
But, yeah, it's, I actually would say I'm at a 7 then, because I didn't really think about that. I ain't process that. Actually, I'll tell you. I'm not sure.
Pack me up, bro.
That's all I need.
Yo.
But I had a moment of pure clarity today, or this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of going to just walk y'all, well, both y'all and Tev.
Yeah, everybody is y'all.
Everything that unfolded for me this morning, and nothing was planned. That's the craziest part. Like, God just stepped in this morning. Like, I really just felt him, like, pick me up and just carry me and glide me through this morning.
Yeah.
And I didn't resist. You feel me? I just let him take me.
Yeah, that's good.
But I woke up this morning.
Woo, woo. Continue.
You feel me?
Continue.
I woke up this morning. It's going to get even more like that.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up this morning early. I had a session at 10, scheduled a session at 10. And I came downstairs, started getting ready to get going. And I got a whole bunch of, like, right now in my crib, I got a fuck ton of recycling, bro.
Mm.
And I'm like, I'm gonna take all these bags, but I got a little ass car, you know? So it's like, I can't take all this shit, like, to the recycling center. Like, I don't know how I'm gonna get it over there.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been holding on to this shit literally for, like, 6 months, bro. Like, it's just been stacking
stack it up. Yeah.
And I got, they're trash bags.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Big as fuck. And I walk and I didn't clean no dishes. I don't know what I was making some coffee. I look out the window and the dumpster is like right by my crib, like right outside. I can see it out my window. And there's these two dudes. And there's always somebody out there like collecting and recycling dumpster and shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? And like, what am I going to do with it? I'm straight right now financially.
Yeah.
I might as well go and make somebody else's job easier this morning. Random act of kindness.
Mm-hmm. It's weird you say that though.
I opened my closet door. I had like 4 full bags. Glass, plastic, like heavy ass bags.
Yeah, every day.
I come out, I'm like, Senor, like, here, give him 3. There's another one in there. Come back out, give it to him. And he's like, thank you. Like, my boy, he in there, like, digging through the dumpster, da 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 da. I'm like, y'all got it, bro. Take that.
Yeah.
Because they got a van with them, so they just throw shit back. Yeah, they racking it up.
They got the room for it.
Exactly. So I'm like, bam, might as well knock out any work they was going to do. Right now in this first, you know, hour of them working.
Yeah, get y'all bread.
Right. So, did that. Felt great. I'm like, oh, cool.
That makes me feel great that you did that.
Yeah, I'm happy that, you know what I'm saying, I helped somebody else make some bread today. And I took Duke to go to the bathroom, came back, I'm walking in, and it hit me. This thought just hit me. And I had said this before on the podcast.
Mm.
My whole goal, I want to be able to give niggas opportunities.
Give niggas jobs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So I'm like, bro, that's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm thinking about all the events that I'm about to set up and all that shit. Because I just be thinking on a daily. I live by myself, bro. So, nigga, it's
you
nothing but thoughts.
You think more than you talk.
Exactly.
That's what everybody else. But, like, at home, more than you talk to others.
For me, especially. Because, you know, I really don't like talking. And I'm a coach. I talk all fucking day. Like,
so, you're done when you go.
What?
Try so, to.
And I've even said it on here. I've gone days without saying a fucking word out loud.
Yeah, that's crazy to me, bro. Somebody got to call me on the phone.
Hit me up. But nah, I've had them days. And like, shit, that's just what I was thinking walking into my crib. Pack up all my shit. Hop in the car. Start heading down this way. And yesterday, or last week, we talked about Nas's album, the first one and the second one, yeah. Right? And how the first one affected me.
Yeah.
And how I was saying the second one, bet, right on time,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
I got in the car, I'm listening to music, and I just think, you know, I'm going to put on the first King to beat. I want to hear that one again. Like, I want to hear that shit all the way through. I start playing it, right? And for anybody who doesn't know, hasn't listened to previous episodes, my grandfather's wife had passed away mid-May. Her name's Kathy, so when I refer to Kathy, that's who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just listening to this Nas album, right? The first one that got the Grammy. I'm just listening to it. And out of nowhere, bro, no bullshit. Like, I'm not even fucking with you right now. I start bawling.
Driving,
I'm bawling. Yeah. Nigga, like crying my eyes out. Like, ugly face, all that. Like, I'm crying, bro. Yeah. And it's the first time I've really, like, let that shit out, like, with a real, like, you feel me? Like, even at her passing, and, like, even times before that shit, I didn't really, like, cry.
Yeah.
I sat there, and I was sad, and my eyes welled up, and maybe a couple tears slid down my cheek.
You had to look just like this.
But I didn't cry.
Yeah.
You feel me? Even the times I wanted to, I couldn't. Like, fully, bro, I tell you, I hit that point, and I just fucking, nigga, it felt like, oh my God, bro, I literally overflowed, nigga, like, it just,
yeah,
and I'm not sad, I'm not, I'm just bawling, nigga, and it felt so good, though, and I'm like, yes, so I'm just letting it happen.
Yeah.
And then I start to think, and I'm thinking. I'm not trying to find the answer, not trying to figure out why am I crying, just thinking. And I start thinking about a time I sent Ultra Black on that album. Probably my favorite song on the album. But I sent that song to Kathy.
Oh, that first one, right? Yeah.
And I remember her replying and being like, Ultra Black is my favorite too. And All Bad with Anderson .Paak.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy a thug, nigga. Don't get it fucked up. Kathy a thug. But, now I'm still just crying, bro. I'm just crying. Each song goes through. I think I listened to the album 3 times through. On my drive down here, before I even hop off the freeway. And I'm sitting there and I'm just thinking, bro, about all of it, like, about her, about how I felt about my grandmother, and then how I in turn felt about her because of my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And never being able to grieve, never being able to cry about that shit. And kind of having, like, kind of feeling like I have to be, like, near the stronghold because my family will let it out. Like, even my dad, he tries to hold it also, but, like, at this point, he ain't trying to, like, he's just being him at this point, right? Yeah. Like, you come to terms with shit.
Yeah.
But I remember just, like, even at her funeral, or her memorial, I don't like to say funeral, memorial. I remember fucking just like putting my head down, fighting it, like not really letting it out, just let, you know what I'm saying? Holding back.
Yeah.
Cause I don't want to make nobody else feel a certain way. Or because I want everybody else that is like that to be like,
well, I want them to feel a certain way. That's true. Why I don't do this. So they can feel a little more supported.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or if that's how you like perceive it.
But so I'm just thinking about all that and I'm crying. And I'm looking at the message, bro. I'm looking at the message from her and I'm just like, Like, that shit was so heavy, bro. I was like, whoa. This is a message from Kathy, bro. Yeah. She sent this with her fingers, like her thoughts, her mind. Mm. I'm just sitting there like, ooh. And it's just pouring out of me still. And we were talking about the Lauryn Hill feature on the new album this past week. Mm-hmm. And in her honor, bro, I sent that song to her. I sent that to her phone.
Yeah.
And, oh boy, then literally less than 5 minutes later, rain started hitting my windshield for not even a minute and then just stopped. And I just smiled and kind of laughed like, wow, for real, God?
All over my body.
Like, for real, Kathy? Like, this how we doing this? And then I get here, I'm at the crib, I'm there by myself. And with all like the business stuff that's been going on, it's been great. Like, everything's just looking up right now, right? Mm-hmm. Not like that everything's looking up, it's just like I'm free. I feel so free.
You're seeing it as a place to move forward in.
Exactly. I see nothing but falling forward at this point.
Yeah.
And uphill. So I got home. And my client, who we both know is like, sometimes you show up, sometimes not.
Yeah.
And I'm not tripping on nothing this morning. Like, after all that, I'm like,
whatever.
This is life, bro.
Yeah.
Like, this is life. This is the essence of life.
Yeah.
Stuff happens and we still are here. We still are moving. We still have opportunities to do this, this, and that.
Yep.
And she's talking about how frustrated she is and like she's in traffic. Like, she left at 8 and she's still in traffic at like 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just tripping. She's like, I'm crying right now. Da 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 da. I'm like, relax, we're good. I'm like, you good tomorrow to work out? Yeah. I'm going to be up here. Cool, I live up there. That's going to work out. And she's just like, oh, I'm like, she's just like losing it, right? Yeah. She's like pissed off. She's mad at herself for, you know, missing another session. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the case.
Yeah.
And at that point, I'm just like, don't trip. Like, wherever you're at, pull off, go get some food, relax, chill. Like,
yeah, it's literally okay.
Take your day.
Yeah.
Go be with your family, do whatever. Like, you don't have to be nowhere now, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just sit in traffic and shit, smoke a blunt if you got to.
Yeah.
Just go. Like, relax. Take the day.
Yeah.
And let the day take you. You know what I'm saying? She's like, thank you, I appreciate it, blah, 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 blah. And at that point, I'm sitting out by my dad's pond in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And I see a red dragonfly fly over my head. I'm like, I'm just on my phone doing whatever, chilling, watching the water, whatever. I was actually writing.
Mm-hmm.
And it just keeps coming back and forth. And then at one point I look up and I just stop. And then I see like 4 of them all in the same spot, just going crazy. 4, like they're completely red, nigga, like vibrant red. Like,
yeah.
I don't, like, there's nothing even out here that red. Like, I'm talking about like neon red, bro. Like,
more than that, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Like the top of that cap, but like neon.
But bro. Yeah, like.
Exactly. So. Looking at him, I'm like, dang. And it starts at like 2, then it's like 3. Or no, it starts at like 1, then it's 3. And then I see 6 of them, like, all in this, just flying around, just coming across. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, what in the... So I look, I'm the type, when I see animals now, it's a habit to just look it up. Like, what's the meaning of, you know, this crossing my path or whatever, right? So I found this article, and this is the first article I clicked. Right, It says, "Dragonfly is a metaphor for our own transformations and the depths of our emotional dramas into a place of freedom." Our own transformations out of the depths of our emotional dramas and into a place of freedom. A place we could equate to going when we depart this world. The red dragonfly may emerge around death with a soothing message that this transformation will carry us to freedom and eternal love. The red color represents a strong connection to this material world and our emotional experiences along our life journey. When we depart this world, we let go of all of our earthly and emotional attachments. And we spoke on attachments last week. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I was listening.
And then to witness a red dragonfly around death is a comforting reminder that in our letting go of material and emotional trappings, we're being set free. The red dragonfly says we must see through the illusions in life, for then we can make this great transformation while still in body and life before death. As above, so below. If we can lighten our load and evolve into vibration of light in the body, then we will find ability to adapt, bend, flow, change, shapeshift, transform, and fly now. The significance of a red dragonfly reflects our need to work lovingly on this earthly plane, to ground the higher spiritual forces within us to the earth between, or earth beneath our feet, and to celebrate our capacity, like dragonfly, to move between worlds and bring a little bit heaven to earth.
That's the love. I see why you said your morning was like on a whole different.
You
like,
feel me?
Yeah.
So like, if y'all not catching, I know it's for you too.
Mm-hmm. We got so many ways.
But like there's a lot of stuff that's happened for us.
You said right? A lot.
I know, I'm trying to break it down now.
And I was just letting you go so you could go.
So in the past 2 weeks, like we've been saying, it's been like a weird week.
It's been
emotional
weird.
Drama.
Yeah.
Right? And this shit has said, the first sentence, "Dragonfly is a metaphor for our transformations out of the depths of our emotional dramas into a place of freedom." And this morning I was feeling that freedom.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
I feel like you said, like, you kind of been leaning towards that way also. Mm-hmm. I think tomorrow is your closure.
I hope.
It is, for sure. But.
Ooh, I don't know if I'm ready, bro.
You don't think so? We ain't ever.
Just thinking about it right now.
No.
Let's,
Woo! The red dragonfly may emerge around death with the soothing message. And that message for you tomorrow, that's kind of what I just said to you.
Yeah, bro, I'm going to really keep this in mind.
That this transformation will carry us to freedom and eternal love. The red color represents, red's your favorite color, right?
Yeah.
Represents a strong connection to this material world and our emotional experiences along our life journey. When we depart this world, we let go of all of our earthly and emotional attachments. And just us speaking about attachments, me just seeing that word, I was like, oh, wow.
It poked you a little bit.
Right?
Wait,
shook the world a little bit. Like, watch out. What's going on, bro? And then lastly, in this last sentence, to witness a red dragonfly around death is a comforting reminder that in our letting go of material and emotional trappings, we're being set free. And then what was another part that hit us? They even said dragonflies are like, damn, hold on, let me see if I can pull it up real quick. There was a part. Okay, in Japan, the dragonfly is considered to be sacred. Japanese embrace the dragonfly as a symbol of courage, strength, and happiness. While Native Americans speak on dragonfly being a time of rejuvenation after a long period of trials and hardship. All right, our past 2 weeks. Both of these interpretations bring us hope after the death and loss of a loved one. Native Americans, dragonflies as the souls of the dead. So a dragonfly visitation around a loved one's death could well signify the loved one's soul taking form in the spirit of a dragonfly. It offers assurance their soul is free.
So for, well, let me go way back to the beginning before I go to where I'm going to go right now. You said that you just let you just let yourself like go, right? And that master just told me like you really gotta surrender to Goblin.
For real.
Life too. Low-key yourself is there, right? You know what I'm saying?
Like, wherever you at is what you need. But even just like, well, my whole thing with Kathy, like my first time letting that out about her and my grandma, well, not my grandmother, because I've let it out, but not the way I did. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, like that moment I had, that like that was my connection with, you know, a passing, and then that just happened for you this week, like literally. And then I'm trying to find the part. It is the dragonfly I feel who's gifted with moving between worlds. Was the line I was looking for. So, I don't know, I kind of just wanted to speak on that. And I think that was just like...
Sorry, I was reading something.
You good? Oh, you want me to read that shit again?
Yeah.
It is the dragonfly I feel who is gifted with moving between worlds. And then I guess that red dragonfly is hella rare to see too. I was sitting there like, okay, I'm seeing six of them, so that's why I was like, yeah, I really gotta let this shit
out. Yeah, like, what's going on? We're going into the dragonfly being, like, symbolic of freedom and moving on for my grandmother. We feel a monarch that's in the form of a butterfly.
Yeah, and my grandfather's called, he has a nice little garden in the backyard, and he calls this butterfly that always comes out. He actually said the other, like, to my mom not too long ago that he was having a rough day. He went out that back door and went to the backyard, and this butterfly just came and was just following him everywhere he went in the yard. And it landed on him. He calls it the Kathy butterfly.
That gives me chills all over. This is a family friend that told me this. It was about somebody that had passed in the family. That was like an auntie or something like that was like special in that thing, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it was her son or something, or daughter, or sister, one of those that was like going like through it the worst. You feel me? And was ready to give up on everything, like give up, like, God, you cannot say you love me the way you do by taking this loved one from me, type shit, right? That's the, like, you know, that they were on, right? Mm-hmm. It was a butterfly that flew by, and they said, God, if you real, make this butterfly land on my finger. Butterfly took a lot, bro. Straight to the finger, nigga.
That's crazy.
Wow. And like they say, when the butterfly landed on, just broke him, just shook him, broke down right there. I'd have probably broke down too.
What?
Like, just think about that right now. Just gave me so many more chills. So, we definitely feel like that's symbolic in my family, because every day, bro, I don't care what outside look like.
I saw one when I sat down.
I'm telling you, no matter where I sit down, bro. I mean, no matter where I like step outside or when,
right?
It's gonna be one, bro. Even if it's just quickness of going to get something out of my will, I'd be thinking about some shit, right? Oh, for sure.
Man.
Good looking. Same with everybody in my
God, it's connected to
what? Everybody that's connected to my mom. You gonna see that butterfly.
Yeah.
My mom say my grandma, she don't miss nothing. She don't miss a thing, but like any family function.
She gonna be there, huh?
Dipping through a couple times, bro.
That's dope. That's dope.
Damn, that'd be something. That'd be crazy.
For real.
Just thinking about this idea I just had. I'll say it after.
Shit. You want to keep going, or you want to wrap it up?
Tripping.
Lifestyle tip, advice, shout out to anyone, positive affirmation, challenge for the viewers, anything.
What about this?
Do that next week.
Yeah, it don't fit.
It don't fit. We just doing.
It's like when you got the seatbelt and you put you got the middle one on accident. And you're like, bro, why ain't my shit working? Why it ain't going in? And you look down and you be like, snap, that's the wrong one. That's the wrong.
Yeah, we're gonna hold that for next week.
Yeah, we'll hold that.
What you got? I wanted to bring it back. Hey, I'll get mine real quick.
Okay,
I'll bring it back to Chan's question. Her challenge she had. We ask God for so much. One day, every day, whatever. Ask God, what do you need from me today? And that's kind of what I did this morning when I feel like I just got, I had to just let go and did resist. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's it. Go ahead.
I was literally gonna say like in the same thing.
Oh, my fault.
No, book. Same chapter. I was just gonna say, let life just take you, man. You know what I'm saying? I could make this an easy promotion for Save This Brew, but I'm gonna save that for the next one too.
Why you gonna say the slogan? So go ahead, shoot it.
We got a couple of them.
Shoot it then. Whatever you gonna say, shoot it. If it fit, it fit today.
Do it.
Go ahead.
So, Save This Brew, we're a motivational company. You know what I'm saying? we believe that life is like the ocean, right? And we are the vessels, right? We're the ships going through. I'm saying some days you're going to be a little easy. I'm saying some days you're going to have big waves, but you just got to keep going. I'm saying so motivation every step.
Yes, sir.
Why ride waves when you can make them? That's what Trav came up with. The Trav entry.
I like that.
It's on the shirt, too. So go get those on the website at sailorsbrewcoffee.com.
Say that. Go get you one.
But yeah, let life take you for real, aside from business.
Yeah.
Just, I got to practice this more, too. That's what I'm going to challenge myself to. Just let life take me. Because I'll be so strict and, like, in quotes, stern with, like, scheduling. Because I kind of have to be, you know what I'm saying? Just for things to satisfy my brain for the day, you know what I'm saying? Certain shit got to get done.
Last week, you was like, bro, you should make a task list and then take the things off. Feels so good.
Do you hear me?
Yeah.
That's some, like, Sagittarius shit, bro. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, bro.
Damn, hearing you say that back to me is funny. I remember saying that shit, too.
You so did, bro.
Fuck.
That's funny.
But it does.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I got, bro. Thank you for this hat.
Bro, thank you, bro. And it was out of nowhere, too. I was just like, bro, I need to record now. I want to tell you this right now.
It's crazy how things just worked out.
Right into place. If I would have been at my session.
If I would have been at the warehouse. Because usually, bro, it's Wednesday. I'd have been right there. Trey's in the V. Trav is, he went and did some errands by himself. And I called him too late to come scoot me back up, right? So I was just at the house.
Wow.
Washing fucking bottles.
All lined up. It all lined up. Been to stay for the past 24.
I feel great. But now, even more. You know what I'm saying?
Straight out.
Yeah, thank you, bro.
The sigh is back. The sigh of relief is back. Do rag discussions therapy.
That was literally. Literally, bro. That was fire.
What's your number?
That was fire. I'm gonna really think about everything and not just off of what I feel right now.
Right, that's what I'm trying to do too.
But, bro, literally, like, it's been smooth, bro. Well, minus golf.
You've been struggling on the course, bro?
We golfed yesterday. Well, also, because, like, let me get my number first, then we can talk about this after.
Okay.
But yeah, golf. I'm gonna just say golf. I still give it like a 9.2.
Okay.
Yeah, 9.2.
Bet. Okay. Probably at a solid 9 now. Solid 9. My defense yesterday, or my DBs, or yeah, the DBs.
Yeah. Group. Shout out.
Showed out, bro. We had 4 turnovers, I counted. I just saw a butterfly, bro. 4 butterflies that I counted. I mean...
oh, shit. That shit took me. I'm like, I really saw that shit fly by. I'm like, wow.
We had 4 picks that I counted in practice. And Monday, we looked bad. So yesterday, I felt real good. Like, okay, this is us. Bet. This is us. This is who we could beat.
Yeah.
I think so that I got was a good. Title. Left practice with a good. Keep it. Keep it. Don't forget.
Yeah.
Left practice with a good mood. Had a good dinner last night. Woke up and had this morning. A solid 9 for sure. What's the title?
I just seen a dragonfly, nigga.
I just seen a dragonfly, nigga. I like that. I just seen a dragonfly, nigga. With me. That's the title. I love it. I love it. Yeah. Anytime I can put nigga in the title, you know I'm on it.
Baka. Blah.
Shoot. Black guy. Shit, man. I'm happy we did this.
Same.
Like always. But it was on time this week.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Capital Y-O-U.
Man. And this is Durag Discussions.
Yeah.
Continue showing love. Appreciate y'all. We here. We ain't going nowhere.
Nah. Keep spreading it.
You heard me?
I'm plugging sin in Amsterdam.
We hit 2,000.
Bro. We gone.
We going.
Yeah, it's coming. We just gotta keep doing them. I feel good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's it, bro.
Shit. We out.
Yeah. Discuss.